Stretching from its westernmost boundary at Ossington toward Bathurst at its east, Toronto's Little Italy began taking shape in the early 1900s. Approximately 60,000 Italian immigrants moved to Canada between 1900 and 1913, according to the Canadian Museum of Immigration at Pier 21, with a majority of them settling here, in Little Italy. The Italian population that moved into the area brought with them a love for bakeries, outdoor food markets, and a stimulating cafe culture. While most of Toronto's Italian population later moved to suburbs like Vaughan, King, and Caledon, many of the Italian restaurants, cafes, and bakeries remain in Little Italy. They stayed alongside new joints that celebrate the other populations that now make up the unique fabric of the neighborhood: Portuguese, Latin American, and Chinese. Despite the changes, the cafe culture in the neighborhood is still vibrant. Here is where locals go for their morning coffee, breakfast, and a slow stroll in Little Italy. Coffee first. Cafes still reign supreme on College Street, where fixtures like Found Coffee serve locals their morning cup. Founded by Leighton Walters, who worked in specialty coffee across Australia and Indonesia for 18 years. Found serves multiple coffees sourced from coffee beans from Kenya, Brazil, and Colombia, among other destinations. The company says its coffee is sustainable. They also sometimes carry Vegemite, an Australian spread usually eaten on toast. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Sip Vibes Only, at Sip Vibes Only. Voodoo Child doubles as an espresso and cocktail bar. In the morning, beginning at 8 a.m., the College Street fixture serves up basic espresso drinks, known for the latte art. A no-frills joint with great coffee, the Café Per Bar has become a neighborhood fixture, even selling merchandise with the bar's branding on it. Walking down College, you may even spot a white takeout cup with Voodoo Child's ominous heart and eye logo on it. Sweet morning treats. Cannolis, cakes, cookies are up for grabs at Riviera Bakery, an Italian bakery at College Street and Manning Avenue. Nestled between a spa and a cocktail bar, the bakery has been serving Italian pastries for a long time. The cannolis come in multiple flavors: pistachio cream, ricotta, vanilla, and chocolate. Other popular Italian pastries include sfogliatelle lobster tails, a layered pastry filled with fresh cream, and rumbabas, a Neapolitan pastry soaked in citrus-scented rum syrup and filled with cream. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Riviera Bakery Limited, at Riviera Bakery. A new-ish fixture on College Street, opened by the team behind Pompette and Bar Pompette, Bakery Pompette serves pastries in the heart of Little Italy. With pan au chocolat, chocolate croissants, banana bread and financiers, small French almond cakes, on the menu, Bakery Pompette is a stylish place to grab authentic French pastries in Little Italy. The menu also features fresh baguettes and savory options like a blue cheese and poached pear pastry, and a ham and cheese croissant. Besides European pastries, Little Italy is also home to Sushi Cafe, a Japanese bakery that serves plant-based desserts, bread, drinks, and dishes on College Street. The cafe's aesthetic is minimalist, with plants and natural light. They also have tasty mochi on offer, matcha cheesecake with matcha imported from Kyoto, and a hazelnut chocolate milfoy cake. Savory dishes include meal sets like the sushi plate, with onigiri, karage, miso soup, tamago yaki, and mini noodles. For a taste of Turkey in Little Italy, head to Lou Locum Atelier, a dessert shop with Turkish staples like Turkish delights and baklavas imported straight from Turkey. Located on College Street, the cafe has a beautiful interior with bold colors, pastries displays, and modern lighting. Outside, the patio has ample space. The cafe even serves kahvaltı, breakfast, treats like a full Turkish breakfast with staples like kasseri cheese, made with sheep milk, sesame-coated bread to dip in jam or cheese with hone, and preserved meats to eat with your bread. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by LIU, at Liu Locum. Any list about Little Italy would not be complete without mentioning Café Diplomatico. The mainstay Little Italy Café, which is technically a restaurant, has been serving locals since 1968. It has one of the most famous patios in Little Italy and potentially the entire city. It made at least one Hollywood appearance in 2009's Chloe, with Julianne Moore, Liam Neeson and Amanda Seyfried. Colloquially called The Dip by locals, Café Diplomatico serves up breakfast for early morning risers and other Italian staples late into the night. It's a place to truly enjoy café culture, to sit, sip, relax and people watch.